Cambridge Radio
with Alex Elbro.
It's 11:30. It's time to talk to my guest, Rose Bloomfield from Rowan. Good morning to you, Rose.
Hi, Alex.
Lovely to speak to you. Now, Rowan have been doing an annual art exhibition for a little while, haven't they? But this is a slightly different one this time. Do you want to tell us about that? Or would you like to actually, before we even go into that, should we talk about, just briefly, what Rowan and the local charity is about, for those that may not know?
Yeah, sure. So Rowan is a local charity in Cambridge that supports adults with learning disability. We've got a beautiful art studio in Humbertson Road in Chesterton. It was our 40th anniversary last year, so we've been around a while. And we kind of use the arts and music and drama, and we have a forest school to really support all of the student artists that come to us throughout the week from all over Cambridgeshire.
That's wonderful. And I have been and seen some of your exhibitions and also bought some of your work. It's absolutely incredible. I'm always blown away by the talent that you have there. But this is for like everybody to get involved, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. So we do an annual art exhibition, usually around February, March time each year. And this is open to the public as well as our own students. So the idea is that whether you're a novice artist or a professional artist, you know, anybody can take part. So we sell blank canvases, and this year we're going miniature. So we've got small kind of postcard size canvases. Blank canvases, you can pick them up from Rowan or on the website, and then you create your own artwork. So whether you go down the theme of traditional postcards, or you just use your imagination and just create anything you fancy, really. And then we bring them all together, and we have a big exhibition this year at the Guildhall. Everything is displayed anonymously, so it really is just an opportunity to showcase the amazing talent that we have in Cambridge.
Sounds brilliant. And again, I've been to the ones in the past which were held sort of Long Road and Leeds School, but
this is
even, you know, this has got an even bigger space, isn't it, the Guildhall?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. We've been so fortunate to be supported by those schools previously, who have given us their space, which is incredible. But this year we really wanted to try somewhere a bit more central, yeah, and a different location, bring in a different crowd. And our friends at the Guildhall have been so kind and have offered us the space, so we jumped at the opportunity to have our artwork displayed there.
Now, if people want to get involved, the exhibition I see is on the 1st and 2nd of March, but when do they need to get their canvases by? You can get them now, I guess.
Yeah, canvases are still available. We've done about over 150 canvases for sold. So it's been a fantastic interest so far. But you can still buy the canvases either on our website, which is rowanhumbertstone.org.uk, or from the centre. You can pop into us at the Art Centre and have a look around and see our shop while you're there. And then we ask everybody to get their canvases back to us. We put by Valentine's Day, by the 14th of February, but there is a little bit of leave room if people are struggling to get it done by then. Ideally around the 14th of February, we need everything back so we can start the process of creating the exhibition.
Yeah, that sounds, you'll have a lot, especially if you've already sold that many. You're going to have a lot of work. But, everyone that submits one will get exhibited, won't they? So there's no thing of thinking if you, it's not good enough, or this is, people have their own self-doubt. People's work is always wonderful to see, isn't it?
It really is. And, that's the whole ethos of Rowan. It doesn't matter your ability, whether you've been, trained artist, or whether it's just something you do for enjoyment. It's all about providing a platform for everybody to be seen, no matter your background or, as I say, kind of your level of talent, as you see it.
Yeah. And I think the wonderful thing about the exhibitions are, because it's anonymous, you go around and look at the art with the fresh eyes, because you're looking just because of things that catch your eye and why you like them. And you can't tell somebody necessarily what it is about it. And then they're all available to sale, aren't they, as the fundraiser?
That's right, yes. So, you know, as a charity, yeah, we rely on the support of our local community in Cambridge. So the idea then is that hopefully lots of people will come along and see this wonderful artwork and will decide to pick up a canvas or two for their own homes. And then everything raised from the exhibition all goes back into supporting our adults with learning disabilities at our art centre.
Fantastic. Now, the question I have here is the Rowan's Cork and Canvas Evening. Have we missed that one, or is that still?
No, that's tomorrow night.
Oh, that's handy.
It is, yeah. No, that's taking place tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at Rowan. It's the first time we've done one of these, but yeah, it's a great opportunity to get some friends together. We do still have a few spaces available to come to Rowan, paint a canvas. Our wonderful tutor Abby is going to be guiding everybody's there, and we do have some Prosecco and some non-alcoholic drinks, and just a really relaxed evening of kind of fun and art. And then if you'd like to, we would love for the canvases to be submitted into the exhibition, but if people would rather take it home on the night, you know, then of course they're very welcome to.
Yeah, maybe they can do one on the night and then take another one home to do later and get back in.
That is a great idea.
That sounds like a really fun evening though, because that's the sort of thing I love, where you've got a bit of guidance, so you can, you know, I know you don't want someone to tell you exactly what to do, but to give you a little bit of help to start. And also all the materials are there, aren't they? So
exactly, you know, yeah, we'll be providing way. Yeah, all the paints, the brushes, and as I say, Abby is incredibly talented, and she'll just be giving some, you know, hints and pointers to guide everybody. But then it's a very relaxed evening of hopefully lots of laughter and fun.
Oh, that sounds really good. Now to slightly pivot, because I was going to talk to you about the exhibition, then I saw that you had a request out for people to run for Rowan, so I thought we'd better, you know, add that in too. You know, if you've had all that Prosecco, you might want to run it off.
Yes, good idea.
Now, you've got two, so the Cambridge Half Marathon takes place on the 9th of March, so still about 6 weeks away-ish.
That's right.
You are looking for two runners, if they haven't got a space already, that they'd like to run for you, is that right?
That's right. And well, actually, we've managed to fill one of the last places.
Okay, so right, okay.
Yeah, so that's been great. So it's been a good week. But we've got one place left, and the deadline is actually tomorrow at 5 o'clock. So if anybody is interested or desperate to get a place in the half marathon, we would love for you to join Team Rowan and come, you know, come and join with us. Alternatively, we're also saying to if anybody's got their own space but fancies doing a bit of fundraising, it's a really great opportunity to you know, try and get some sponsorship for Rowan. So if you've got your own place but you think this year you might want to try and raise a bit of money for charity, we would love to have you support Rowan. We can send you out one of our lovely green t-shirts and we'll be there on the day cheering everyone on, and we'd be really grateful for any support.
That sounds absolutely brilliant. Yes, it's always a fantastic event, the Cambridge Half Marathon. Those that run those sort of distances, I'd always say it's such a great route, and it's also such great support there. There's a lot of good cheerers at the thing.
There's a great atmosphere. It's a really good morning. Very easy for me to say on the sidelines, but it is a great morning.
Same here. I've only ever cheered. Oh, well, thank you very much for all that, Rose. That's absolutely brilliant. And I hope you get lots of well, you have already going to get lots of entries for your art exhibition, and also for one more runner at least, or anyone who wants to run it. So thank you very much for that. And I'll give out the details again nearer the time for the exhibition, or even remind me nearer the time. It's the 1st and 2nd of March at the Guildhall. It's free entry, right? Isn't it? And it's there
it
all
is.
That time. Yeah. So lovely. Thanks ever so much.
Lovely. Thanks for having us.
Cambridge Radio.